Yes, there are conversations that end, no action, nothing changes. But as a leader in this leadership role with your vision, it is through the conversation that you are going to develop awareness, understanding, intolerance, shared possibility, all of those things. And then through that as well, on your own, but also together with them, reveal the action. And then make those actions credible and specific, sometimes even measurable. Did you do it by next week? Can you do it by next week? So conversation and action are actually, action is part of conversation, particularly as a leader.
When you put it like that, I couldn't agree more. Completely agree.
Good. And I'm saying this also in the context of meetings, for example, or conversations, right? And there are way too many people I know who begin their day with a meeting and end a very long day with a meeting. And I've been in that position myself with meetings when you go from meeting to meeting to meeting without space in between, back to back. There's no space to reflect. There's no space to be. It is constant. Those are conversations. Often, sadly, a meeting ends, and back to leaders. What leaders do is ensure that whoever they're meeting with, the leader identifies and generates the exact conversation that needs to take place at that moment in time with respect to that change, that initiative, that idea. So leaders identify, then they generate that conversation. As that conversation is unfolding, they manage it impeccably. And a critical part of the management is to, for them, to go into that conversation with an intent. Can be very small, very specific. It could be bigger, but the conversation needs to end with the fulfillment of that, the action. What do we do together? What do we do next? Again, only emerges through conversation.
Yeah, I really like that. I love this idea of the leader understanding the conversation that we need right now.
Yeah.
And that cannot wait.
Exactly. And way too often, the conversations that are being had are the wrong conversations. And they're at the wrong level of understanding, awareness, et cetera. They're the wrong conversations. And it's to some degree understandable because, again, we're talking about change. It doesn't exist yet. So if you are accustomed to having the same conversations, the same nature of conversations, the same superficiality even of the conversations, that's what you know, then there can be a quantum leap between that and even seeing, even knowing the right conversations to have. And I think at one time, to close on this, I think at one time in our conversations in London, we actually said, we reminded ourselves that as much as we love having conversations, and ideally these conversations that can be difficult, I'm sure you agree, for you as you're surfacing more and more for yourself, as much as we may love conversation, this is not about that. It is about the conversations that will enable you to surface as a leader, able to ignite your meaningful change.